Okay, welcome everyone to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron.
And I'm Sandy. Great to be here.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into something. Something that's really reshaping how potential clients find legal help. We're talking about AI.
That's right. Tools like, you know, ChatGPT, Google, Gemini, they're becoming the go-to source for people with legal questions.
This is a pretty big shift from the old Google search days, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Instead of scrolling through pages of links, users are getting these direct, curated answers, often just pointing to one or two key sources.
And that's the huge opportunity for law firms, right? If your content is the one AI picks. Wow.
Exactly. It's like the ultimate stamp of approval. You're not just a result. You're potentially the result, or one of maybe two.
That visibility, that credibility boost,
yeah.
It could be massive.
It really could. Think about traditional SEO. You get, what, 10 blue links? Maybe more.
Right. And the user has to click around, figure out who to trust.
Yeah. And optimization there is all about keywords, backlinks, site structure. Ranking depends on all those complex factors.
So how does the AI recommendation game differ? You mentioned maybe only one or two sources.
Correct. It's much more curated. The AI gives a conversational answer, often embedding the source. The user experience is, well, smoother.
And the optimization focus must be different, too.
It is. It shifts towards things like semantic relevance. Does your content really answer the question? Authority is huge. Production quality matters. And metadata is critical.
Metadata, like titles and descriptions.
Titles, descriptions, tags, transcripts for video and audio, stuff that gives the AI context.
Yep.
And it favors well-researched articles, good video content, consistent presence.
So the ranking criteria are less about gaming and algorithm and more about quality and meaning.
Essentially, yes. It's about the AI understanding the intent behind the search and matching it with high-value, trustworthy content.
Okay, that makes sense. But how does the AI actually choose? What are the key ingredients it's looking for, the secret sauce?
Well, it's not exactly secret, but there are key factors. First up, content relevance. The AI is doing deep semantic analysis.
Meaning it's understanding the question behind the question.
Pretty much. It looks beyond just keywords to grasp the user's real need. Then it finds the content that provides the most direct, accurate, and comprehensive answer. It's much smarter than just keyword matching.
Right. So step one is actually having a great answer.
Yeah.
What else?
Authority and production quality. This is crucial. AI wants reliable sources.
So sloppy content is out.
Definitely. Professionalism, clear structure, accuracy, that all signals trustworthiness. If it's video or audio, high production values help too. It needs to look and sound credible.
Makes sense. You need to project confidence. What about the technical side? You mentioned metadata.
Yes, metadata and transcripts. AI reads text. So your titles, meta descriptions, tags, they need to be spot on.
And transcripts for video or podcasts are key.
Absolutely essential. That text is how the AI understands your spoken content. Clear, accurate metadata and transcripts give the AI the context it needs.
Okay, so describe your content well. Does social media buzz matter? Likes, shares?
Indirectly, yes. That's engagement and social proof. AI probably isn't counting likes directly, but...
But it picks up signals.
Exactly. If your content gets referenced elsewhere, shared a lot, talked about positively online, those are cues that it's valuable. It's like a... Digital word of mouth.
A digital reputation, almost. Interesting.
Tied to that is cross-platform presence.
Meaning being active in lots of places online.
Right. If your firm shows up consistently on your blog, legal directories, LinkedIn, maybe guest spots on podcasts, that signals you're established. You're a recognized authority.
Okay, so relevance, quality, clear descriptions, engagement signals, and being visible across the web. That paints a clearer picture. So for the lawyers listening, what's the mission here? What are the practical takeaways?
Our goal today is simple. Give you actionable strategies. We want you to walk away knowing exactly what steps to take to get your firm's content recommended by AI.
Which should lead to more visibility, stronger authority.
And ultimately, more potential clients connecting with you.
Perfect. Let's dive into those strategies. What's number one?
Strategy one, create evergreen, high-quality content. This is foundational. AI loves content that stays relevant over the long haul.
Evergreen, meaning timeless.
Exactly. Focus on those fundamental legal questions clients always ask, you know, the core issues in your practice area. Having a solid strategy for these kinds of posts is key.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Think about a title like How Georgia Handles Child Custody. That's evergreen.
Right, because custody issues don't just disappear.
Precisely. Compare that to Georgia Custody Laws 2023. That title has a built-in expiration date. AI is likely to prefer the resource that offers lasting value.
Got it. Build assets, not just temporary updates. What's strategy two?
Strategy two. Optimize your metadata and descriptions. We mentioned it, but it deserves focus. AI needs this info for context.
So titles, descriptions, tags, make them count.
Absolutely. They should clearly state the core question or topic your content answers. Think about SEO best practices for metadata here.
And you mentioned phrasing, not just generic keywords.
Right. Instead of just car accident law, try something more natural, like how a person would actually ask. Maybe what happens after a car accident in Atlanta?
Like a real question.
Exactly. And your descriptions should be detailed but natural. Weave in keywords organically. Don't stuff them. Think of it as a clear, enticing summary for both people and AI.
Clear titles, natural descriptions. Makes sense. Strategy number three.
Number three. Add transcripts and captions. This is critical for video and audio. AI understands text best.
So if you're doing videos or podcasts, you need transcripts.
Need them. For discoverability, closed captions, embedded transcripts.
Yeah.
They let the AI read your multimedia content.
And our source material actually highlights a visual example of this done well, doesn't it?
It does. The example shows a video embedded in a blog post.
Mm-hmm.
Key things.
Mm-hmm.
The video title is a natural question.
Like we've just discussed.
Yes. The description is keyword rich, but still flows well. And crucially, manually uploaded accurate captions.
Not just auto-generated ones.
Right, because auto captions can have errors. You want accuracy. And then the full transcript is right there on the page, maybe also as a downloadable PDF. It's comprehensive.
So transcripts aren't just for accessibility. They're vital for AI understanding. Okay? Next strategy.
Strategy four, publish supporting blog posts. Think of this as reinforcing your other content, especially video or audio.
How so?
AI models often cross-reference text content to verify information. So if you have that great video on, say, how to beat a speeding ticket in Georgia,
yeah.
Write a blog post summarizing the key points and link to the video.
Creating like a little content hub around a topic.
Exactly. That textual support shows extra effort and gives AI more pathways to understand your expertise on that specific subject. More evidence of your knowledge.
Smart. Build a web of related content. Strategy number five.
Number five is about looking beyond your own site. Build your cross-platform authority. We touched on this. Consistency matters.
Being present on directories, LinkedIn, etc.
Yes, but also getting third-party validation, guest appearances, press mentions, citations from other reputable sources. That really boosts your standing with AI.
So it's not just what you say about yourself.
Definitely not. Actively seek chances to do interviews, write for other legal blogs, share insights on LinkedIn, maybe relevant Facebook groups. Focus on the platforms where your ideal clients actually are.
It shows you're a recognized voice in the field.
Precisely. It tells AI you're respected within the legal community.
Okay, build authority both on and off your site. Strategy six.
Strategy number six, anticipate client questions. Really get inside the head of someone looking for legal help.
Weak like the searcher.
Exactly. What specific questions are they typing into Google or asking ChatGPT? Be specific, not just personal injury, but maybe, do I need a lawyer after a minor car accident?
Or what does a personal injury settlement typically cover?
Perfect examples. Create content that directly mirrors and answers those specific intents and natural language queries. That dramatically increases your chances of being the recommended answer.
Aligning content directly with user intent. Very clever. Number seven.
Strategy seven. Use AI to find content ideas. Turn the tables. Use tools like ChatGPT itself or Answer the Public, Google Trends.
To research what people are asking.
Yes. Prompt it with things like top legal questions in Georgia about estate planning. See what themes and specific questions keep popping up.
And then build content around those proven high interest topics.
You got it. It helps ensure you're creating content that people are actively searching for right now, maximizing your relevance.
Using AI to feed your AI optimization strategy. I like it. Okay, last one. Strategy eight.
Strategy eight. Boost engagement metrics. Now, a little nuance here. AI isn't directly logging into your Google Analytics,
No. But
it does pick up on those indirect signals we mentioned. Shares, references, citations, positive discussion online.
The digital word of mouth signals?
Exactly. Those contextual cues suggest your content is valuable and resonates with people.
So how do you encourage that?
Make sure your content is engaging from the start. Strong hooks. Good storytelling. Clear calls to action. Ask people to comment, share, or contact your firm.
Make it easy and compelling for people to interact.
Right. good content answering real questions leads to engagement, which signals value to AI, which leads to recommendations. It's a positive feedback loop.
That makes a lot of sense. It all ties together. Do we have proof this works? Any success stories?
We do, actually. Our research mentioned a personal injury sum. They had content but weren't getting much traction.
But
they started implementing these things, adding transcripts, rewriting metadata with natural questions, focusing topics on actual user queries they found using AI tools.
And what happened?
They saw a noticeable increase in their content being cited in AI answers. And more importantly, a measurable rise in consultation form submissions within just a few months.
Wow. So real results impacting the bottom line.
Absolutely. It shows this isn't just theory. An AI-aware content strategy works. It's more than just old school SEO now.
Definitely. Okay, let's quickly recap then as we wrap up. The big picture is that AI is changing legal information seeking. It's a huge opportunity if you adapt.
Right. And adapting means focusing on evergreen quality, optimizing all that metadata and adding transcripts, using supporting text content, building cross-platform authority,
anticipating client questions, using AI for research, and boosting those engagement signals.
And remember how AI judges. Relevance, authority, quality, metadata, engagement clues, and consistent online presence.
So the final thought for everyone listening today, think about those questions your potential clients are asking AI right now. What's the one thing you can do starting today to position your firm, your content, as the answer they get?
Maybe it's finally tackling those video transcripts. Maybe it's brainstorming 5 truly evergreen blog topics based on your most common consultations.
Just pick one thing and start. That's excellent advice. Sandy, thanks so much for breaking this down.
My pleasure, Ron.
And thank you all for joining us on the Legal Marketing Playbook. We'll catch you next time.